Sidhani nimeshikwa.
Je, tunataka kwenda kuongea.
Mimi nilikubali mimi ni Mkikuyu, kuna vitu hatukupewa, it is what it is.
Mm. But hizo sizo tokea kama mkishapata mto hizo tokea tu. Like pop up. Ama sinioneni. Mimi kwa hii noma hata inihusu. But mna feel kwa nini? Why do you
kwa age ama kwa HIV ni wapi kuhusu?
So nani nani leta mto hii kwanza wewe ama sister eventually?
Mto hii.
Mm. Ama nyo wato hili. Yeah, damn, okay. Feminist. You spread the gospel, not legs.
not, eh, apana. Yeah. Migu.
Ito hapo.
Cheki, ni call of the void. Si mimi, ni call of the void.
Ni mwito.
Cheki, ni condition. Ni condition ya muaf. No, suna kuanga iko nini, angalia. It's call of the void.
Ati ni condition ya muaf. Eko nene. Episode 566. Tukisema like, subscribe, hit the notification button, tell a friend to tell a friend.
Yeah.
Na leo tukuna ni Nelly Wangeshi.
Yes, Nelly Wangeshi.
Yes, and Joeji na nini Nelly, na manisha tuwezi sikiza dilemma na ye. Ita make it very awkward.
Kini kama kuna Excel.
Excellent.
So, this, jina Nelly pia wagani, it's a unisex name.
Ni kama ni unisex. Nilijipata tuko wengi. It's a they them name.
Oh shit.
Anybody can get it.
Yeah, so vile unacheki tu. Nelly is a stand-up comedian. Oh, Nelly is a comedian. I always feel like it's weird calling people stand-up comedians. I think a comedian is a comedian, ama? What do you think?
True. Nibaya kuna different genres, so you identify with that.
Oh. Mm. But I always feel like a comedian that can do stand-up can do everything else. Kuna comedians who the ones who can't do stand up are the ones we need to maybe put in a box ama
true because kama kuna mse anafanya maybe they are comedic actor, it's very hard to transition to stand up comedy.
Yes,
ama kama unafanyanga maybe like skits, it's not the same.
Yes, but if you do stand up, it's easier kufanya hizo zingine.
Because
mtu akiwa on stage, it's like to a certain level you're still acting out.
So
tuko na Nelly Wangeshi, very funny. Like majuzi tulienda kwa special ya Jojo Aweru. Yes, tuko tumambia Gajio special. It was super. Paka tuli, I felt guilty on my side because we didn't hype the last week of it. Like, tulisahau somehow. Yeah.
Mm.
So, hatuku remind wa say, but yo, that set was good, man. Like, epic. That special was George.
George Kitwali ni bamba nayo ni msapere wa kweli.
Yeah.
He was doing everything.
Yeah, oh.
Unakumbuka kisa camera alafu. Baka na juliza kama anakaa poa. Anakaa poa.
Baka, I felt like he was testing the hour out, ama. Ama, what was he doing? Because I saw him doing that and was there like, damn, Buddha, you can't do everything for yourself.
Mini patana SG nikienda loop.
Yeah.
Go like, aya, uko hapo, unajua niko na expect ako.
Na crew.
Somewhere to be unleashed.
Yeah.
Si tunabonga na ye. Hey, uko aje. Hey, after this, ni. By the way, umemaliza seti yako. Yeah. Nikawambia, najusha maliza you have 1 minute, man. Kanambia, this time is 2 minutes.
Yeah.
I think so. Ni ya Kikuyu. No, na ile kitu, kulikuwa na ile kitu alianzisha ilikuwa inaitwa one man guitar.
Yeah.
Instead of having a guitarist, unajifanyia kila kitu. Pia I think ya George ilikuwa one man production.
Yeah, because ni chekia kisiti camera. I think it was a camcorder.
Yeah.
Like, Jojo, kuwa serious, Buddha.
create job opportunities.
Yeah,
but apart from that, it was a really funny.
It was funny.
Alafu sapia, before, yeah, of course, kulikuwa na Nelly, pia likuwa na setting in a kali sana.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I think I've watched you maybe, wachikani nizako tatu. It's all like 3 times and they've all been good. So, kuzio kazi yenye ni ngumu.
I see. Kucheke shatu. Yes.
I've come there and, kuzi wa Kenya waga, si ni hard kuchekesha.
Sana. Mm. And then, I think kuna ile notion pia, wa Kenya ni wa fun.
Mm.
Ado ukisikiza, ukiangalia how people comment, how people talk. Yeah. just people are funny. So now you have to exceed that normal Kenyan funny to make them now laugh. Yes, kazi raisi, but tunajaribu.
Yeah. So ulijipatagaje kwa stand up comedy?
I think nilikuwa na kuanga tu pushed na watu, ni funny, nikasema nijaribu. And then I met Ruth in an event. Alafu akaniambia she's a stand up comedian and I was very interested in that.
Yeah.
So I checked the scene out. I was like, I would like to try this out.
The first time on stage?
The first time was actually because sasa uzuri sana now because I knew someone alikuwa ameni prep vizuri. So I knew what I was getting myself into. Hiyo ilikuwa mzuri. The second time, nikakaribishwa to the streets of the stage. Yes, this kia cricket.
Bombing.
Ilikuwa
api?
Ilikuwa Two Grips.
Yeah. What was the joke about that? Do you remember?
Actually, I don't remember the set. All I remember was it was me. Because there was a set where everybody's making people laugh. And we were too chickish.
Yeah.
I was like, it was me. I don't even remember what the jokes were back, but ilikuwa ngumu. So zuri, other comedians were like, leo ija work but come back.
Yeah.
There's something you have there.
Oh, okay.
I can actually judge.
Because sasa you're wishing that time kukuwa na thermal camera. Have you been seeing those videos of thermal camera?
Zileza.
Yeah, have you seen like, these are thermal cameras. Because try to imagine.
What if you lose grip?
I love kitu moja ni wega kunotisa hizi thermal. Madema mchekagi na sisi. Madema mchekagi na sisi.
We say everything with our body.
Yeah.
We release everything.
Actually, that's bombing on stage. Isn't it?
Top shotter.
But I feel like it's AI. Girls can't be farting like this every 2 seconds.
Yeah. I think kuna exaggerated, but also kuna zenye... Kuna zenye ilikuwa motivation, niko, so they do this. So kanza kuweka on every video.
Kile nime notice ni kama at every time a girl na hit a not like, hee-hee! It's coming from this.
Ana let one
rip. Three side ingine.
Njo ndio hit a not lazima utoe hewa. Na mdomo iko busy.
Exhaust.
Those two thermal ninis have been, zimekuwa zikinini sana to. Yeah. So alafu, pia, one thing Sue believe is... you'll know that a woman is comfortable around you and she farts. Is that, how true is that? Shai nyamba karibu na...
Tindio ni mwasha sana niko comfortable.
Yeah. Shai nyamba karibu na mpenzi, mpenzi ya kashindwa ni gani hizi tena.
It's a love language.
Because that a nini, before at a dem, aitikie kwenda long call. Kocho ya jama, it can take 3 years, ndio? Naza kuwa hapo, kaya hapo 4 days.
We're na guardian after 3 years.
Continue.
Siku ya tano ndio nakuuliza, wapitisha.
Shanga huu dema nakuanga unhealthy. 3 years.
Kata ni umeshido, 3 years ya hiya ni? Yeah?
No, yangu ilikuwa ni... Back to
I'm a bad... 10 years na bado. Na bado
ujoi tumia. Ujoi ujoi tishu. So yeah, but nataka tubongeje a few things that have happened, yes?
Okay.
So one of the headlines, hii wiki ilikuwa ni Pretty Vichy responds to Rono after she said people who get cosmetic procedures do not love themselves. So, what do you think? Do you think people who get procedures don't love themselves?
These are plastic procedures.
I
think your body, your choice. Sasa I feel like ni pressure ya social media. Kila mtu anaifanya. But kama uliumbwa bila upendi madha, una figure. Kama uko na pesa, jitafutie. Me, I'm not against it. I'm not for it, but I'm also not against it. If it works for you.
I think it's harder for girls than sisi. Like, if you hear a dude has gone for cosmetic procedure, what do you think it's going to do? Just make a wild guess. And 99% of the time, you'll be right.
And then the trans nini? Transgender?
No. Dude, like I'm a straight man.
Oh, a straight man. Uko chini anataka kuwa host.
Yes. Yeah. That's the only procedure it naweza enda. Nyinyi, but like I don't like my cheeks like this. Often all the which cheeks? This one or the bad cheeks, you see? Like girls it's so complicated. It's a what is it called? Like it's you don't want to go there.
It's a lot of layers.
Since you predicted easily.
It's very predictable.
But girls, it's not.
Uwezi jua ni wapi kuna tengenezo. Ni wapi Mungu alipeana. Well, I think pia una ni social media. Pia I think ni wanaume pia in a way because most men go for a certain type. Because at the end of the day, mademo wafanyi ndio wakai, wanataka kuattract a certain type of men, wanataka waonekane wao.
Okay. But do you think there's a guy who will be impressed by a chick akijua, oh, she looks like that, but it's silicone?
Ojo utajua by seeing. We ukitutaona kwanza ni figure, but dae ndio utajua ni silicone.
But it's never, have you noticed it's never symmetric. There's always, it's always
never
off.
Natural.
It's always off. Napataga kuna ngine nishona kama black Americans. Iko hivi alafu poop alafu tumigu tumeshikilia. It just looks I don't know.
Ni kama I've been following this TikTok anaitwa ni Lydia Wanjiru. Anasema sasa amekuwa kipea na progress yake after. Oh, yeah, yalitolewa mafuta hapa ikapelekwa kwa matako. Na sasa now before sasa ishikane ama isikizane na ya haga. Lazima sasa ikuwe firm. So you're not supposed to sit. Ya amekuwa tu kutembea. I don't know the last time alikaa chini. Because sasa na asiharibu.
Takalia mafuta.
Ijakauka bado. But actually, amekuwa kipea na nini yake. Very confident.
I feel like there's a wave. Hapa Kenya.
Yeah, there's a wave. So, you know, it's like, it's social media pressure. Because utaona so and so and so and so and so and so. So you'd want to look a certain way. Which everybody is looking.
Okay. So, ushiko na pressure?
Yeah.
Sidhani nimeshikwa.
Yeah, tunataka kwenda kwa.
Mimi nilikubali mimi ni Mkikuyu, kuna vitu tu kupewa, it is what it is.
But hizo sizo tokea kama mkishapata mto hizo tokea tu. Like pop pop. Ama?
Kani wa Kikuyu apatangi watoto. Ukiangalia history ya wa Kikuyu.
Oh, yeah, okay, I'm assuming too. Because I always see even girls with small bums. Wakishapata mto hiyo, poof. But that's another thing, Pia. I think girls assume all men love big bums. I think Pia kuna that theory. And it's actually not true. It's actually one of those things. Mufi ni kama ni face. When you're young, because you've been told big bums are the shit.
Yeah.
Unapenda big bums. The older that you get, the more taste zetu waga zina diversify. Yeah. Kuna watu wanapenda hizo kubwa, kuna watu wanapenda ndogo. Mina joga, kuna raya yangu mwaja upenda kama demo na kani kama they are on life support. Hafu ni mjaka ajo. So mshina kwa like, hey, buda ajo. Yeah. Yo waga ni wale, like, hey, buda ajo hii, siupatie baga akuna.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, yeah, ni. So, it's made me realize that anyone who does that is with the wrong person. Like if you're with anyone who makes you feel like you need something bigger or smaller, you're the wrong person.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
But I think when it's social media, actually, when we're doing it, when men pia amekuwa kufanya of late, hair transplants.
Oh, okay.
Ni kitu pia imekuwa on the right. So, ukieleza mwanaume mbona ataka kuwa na si kipara imekam, imekam. It's any pressure to like,
but what you hair na hizi zenyu bana, hizi zenyu mtu anaingia ndani,
it's the same thing, mwili ni mwili,
zipo mtu anaingia ndani, like it's unachika kama hiyo longa sana
pata kwa mafutani.
Yeah. Alafu unajua shida ni imetokea vibaya hiyo kuingia ndani. But what I mean is it's any procedure that involves a doctor ripping your hair whatever apart, cuz ingine it screams.
No, so unless they use unatolewa ngonyele sijui hapo inaletwa hapa or something.
Yes, but inafanywa ikiwa nje, you understand?
Oh, it's not invasive.
Kuzungumzia kama ile kesi ile happened early this year, that lady who passed away. Oh. We end up listening to a body by design.
Yeah, body by design, yeah.
Check it. The husband was there saying that she stank because they just cut one of her intestines. So after kusikia hiyo, but nimekam nikachukia wave. Alafu nini, what do you think about the pills thing?
pills za ku enhance.
Yes, I know. Now people are not, it's not pills, it's injections.
Mm.
Ozempic na.
Oh.
Na nini?
It's a shortcut. Because I think kila mtu, if asked, kila mtu anaweza taka to look how noni, how nini.
Yes.
Mm. So the only way is dieting and kwenda gym. But kama yes. kuna shortcut, na kuna pesa za ku waste ama. Plus, sasa wengi unaona ni influencers. So you have to influence by looks first.
Yes, yes.
Na una hiyo time ya kwenda gym ama you're too lazy kwenda gym. So the only option ni huku wenye sindano nimalize yeah, story.
That ni ngumu, but it's
there. And you know, most of them hawana hiyo time ama hawana hiyo discipline, consistency.
Okay.
But I also think sasa unajua women akifanya chaguo lao they don't care. Unapata kuna nyoo sema Shrek wangu. Jamaa sura ngumu sasa sura pasolo. No no na amebambika sana. Akipata nini?
Nelly, sio nijua.
Sasa si yeah, I know. Kama kuna kitambi ana karaba hapo kwa social media kama ni kakiara. Nakuja na mpapa sasa hivi. So yeah, I don't know.
Lakini.
Si kihara ama nini ama...
It's money.
It's money.
Money will make you beautiful so fast. Yoki para
ime kamju ya nado. Yeah. Ujiona mtu ako ati, ako na kipara na kitambi na ako broke, ako na madim. Asijai elefana.
Kus, ata nini, kusemi nirimind, you've heard the jokes about Jay-Z.
Yeah.
At Jay without money. Hapo na kwa mweka zile lips. These are the lips that Beyonce looks at.
Yeah.
Bila do.
Yeah.
Bila
yeah.
do Z. Yeah.
Hey, konene. So na cheki. Una cheki kiti nimekalia. Ni very comfortable. And saizi kuna vile tumia upgrade studio. So kikama pa kwa studio tapata kuna vile kuna like different cupboards and the furniture just looks really good. And that's courtesy of Best Furniture. Best Furniture wako located wapi? Wako located along the Eastern Bypass next to Hopkins Hospital. Alafu, apart from kukumekia very good furniture, another thing that they do is you can pay on delivery. So, unangoja nini? Majuzi na kungalikisema that I've been getting busy lately, so ilibidi nibaki nime upgrade kitanda. And all I can say is, yu kitanda auja ikuji na soundtrack. Utasumbua watu. Yeah. So, changamka jo. Best Furniture jo. Yeah. Chiki ule studio ni nguvu, eh? Acheki. And uki baki umerecha utu Best Furniture usahau, eko nene is the guarantee. Cheki gira ya naituwa Ian squeezy wane. Haika Ian comfortable. Na ule nakaga iko comfortable mbaya. Best Furniture. Eko nene.
But yes, the funny thing is another topic pia niko nimeka kwa history ilikuwa hiyo. Nairobi County records the highest number of new HIV infections in Kenyan with youth aged 15 to 34. So Ian is there uko yo age
yeah
which bracket
15 to 34 yes
you're there
next year
so you are really
me next year sitakuwa kwa statistics
excuse me
nitakuwa 18
yeah you have a long way to go
karibu nitoke hapo 15 kuje
eh kuzinioneni mimi kwa hii noma hata inihusu but mna feel kwa nini why do you
kwa age ama kwa HIV ni wapi kuhusu
zote mbili
zote mbili siko
kwa 15 siko kwa 15 to 34 na pia siko hata nikisikia Nairobi ukimwi na spread niko ah sawa tu life continues for me. So why do you think this is happening?
I think pia ni tumenormalize sex sana as an urban city. Well, na sasa venye like venye it's easy for like kibe to be like tumekubaliana na tunasmash ni sawa. So and then there will be no precautions like are we good? So and then ikienda hivyo and hivyo the whole city tunaipata. Niona msili anasema ni there are so many orgies happening.
Yeah. Okay. Nimeko nikisikia hiyo story at kuna kuna orgies in Nairobi.
Hata mimi nilisikia na waziri sasa, mkuu.
Mali unaona sasa mali tumeekwa hapo kwa 34 eh. Tunafaa wangeweka sijui 30. Kwa sasa sisi hatuku experience hii maneno.
Yeah.
Victim of circumstance tu. Kwa bracket. See we are victims of the bracket. See, we have no idea what was happening. See, as in, watu wetu walikuwa very conservative. kukua maybe when you go maybe 529 huko kwenda chini, maybe they were exposed, see, didn't know shit.
Who's that? There's someone who's telling us about orgies who happen. Karen
who's telling us?
I think it was a lady.
But they are there.
She's telling us that kuna kuaga like the, ah, so a dose yao. Wakuaga na vitu zaaje. Wala ufanya gizo siju wife swap. So niko zile za hizi. Me too.
Swingers club in Mesha, yeah. Kenya.
Yeah. Wife tu wakikuja tu like, we need to wife swap. Ndakwa like, yeah. You need to wife go. Like, no, it's not happening. Yeah.
But if you look at that bracket between 15 to 29, how they do not know symptoms. Unajua sisi tulikuwa tunakalishwa chini tunafanyishwa to watch documentary ya tuju.
Ulai watch documentary ya tuju.
Enye alikuanga sijui na nini na hizo ma pose ma.
Yeah, exactly.
Hizo
yes.
Ma
yeah,
eh,
right.
Yes, that's how we were introduced to the to the pandemic and to the disease now. Tulikuwa naambiwa hizo unakaanga hivi. It was a horror movie jo. And you are like 11, 10 years. So sisi tulikuwa tunajua hii kitu through the symptoms. Siku hizi the bracket between 29 kwenda sasa all the way back to 15 or to 12. They do not know msia kona hizo na kaanga aje. Because hata by the time unakam kudedi una dedi na pneumonia, TB, uja change sana. But sisi sasa now when you wamali wamefungia, we know.
Hey, the fact that unaona mtu akiisha.
Yes, tulikuwa tunajua sasa madhara. So now, hawa wenye wajui, that's mtashinda mkiwaambia hii kitu ni mbaya, kitu ni mbaya, kitu ni mbaya. But do not actually see the effect. Because pia science na technology imewezesha watu kulive longer. Kitambo ulikuwa one term. 5 years. Unajua ni kama ulikuwa unatembea ukiuliza kaburi iko wapi. Kisonga mbele turn to your right.
I love it. Wait, God damn, like what did your parents used to scare you with? Iki come to you, easy story. Because you have to be protected. So,
So sisi atuko tunakuanga. So sisi watu walikuwa natusikia na ukimwi ilikuwa shule. Nyumbani ilikuwa mimba.
Oh, yeah.
So unaona skia points ni mingi. Unagongwa left, right and center.
Yeah.
Okay, mimi hata sitaki story ya wanaume. Because pia hata vitabu za I don't know if the same books ziko hivi za science pia kitambo si tukisoma, they also very graphic. Like ungeona hizo how msiako na sijui kaswende anakaaje, like those very disgusting pictures. So it was very ulikuwa unaogopa, ulikuwa unajua, plus pia ilikuwa mtu hii, it was a big deal. AIDS was a big deal. It was a very stigmatized, like msia kona AIDS hata mlikuwa mnogopa hiyo familia. Ama ukiona tu msia amekonda hata maybe alikuwa anafanya diet ama
kimsalimia.
Ama amefanya cosmetic pia kitambo. Mlikuwa mnaambia keep off. But sasa squeeze wanasema siri ni numbers.
Na huko mna nini ya mimba nande kwa na threaten madam.
Madam wewe.
Agwantwa gani?
Ulikuwa na nini unasalimia tu mtu hata hauna ubaya. Salamu tu umeamua upate mimba. Ni salamu tu. Unashanga mimba siku hizi inaingia na mikono. It was scary. Ama if there's somebody who accidentally ama by whatever means apate mimba and they are young, they'll be for an example for like 2 years. Ukipatikana maybe umechelewa tu kidogo tu endo kwa Wanjiru sasa, like Wanjiru is one who has become pregnant. It was mimba ilikuwa a big threat.
Na mlikuwa how many girls?
We are two in our family.
Both girls?
No, we are three, but we are two girls.
Wendy, the eldest ama? Oh, so you had to set the example.
Mimi dreads zilikuja pro max. Kuja huku na mimba.
So nani alileta mtoi kwanza, wewe ama sister eventually?
Mtoi.
Ama nyi watu wawili. Damn, okay. Feminist. You spread the gospel, not legs.
Miguu.
Shit.
Close knit family.
Oh shit. Close knees.
Close knees family.
Oh.
Because kitambo hata hizi programs za watu hizi nakumbuka nikiwa ghetto I used to nilikuwa natembea mamita nakumbuka tukiambia watu hiyo chill.
Oh,
yeah, hey. Program, hey.
Hata the adverts.
Even the adverts.
Adverts zilikuwa still chill. Condoms nini like the message was really home. Squeeze.
Yeah, squeeze nini. Yeah, okay, okay. And nini tena so it come to your story ya HIV. Another thing pia I talked about was Tinder. And I said something that you might not agree with. You kuna sema haini mekiagi sense madem kuwa on Tinder. Because you can get it local. You don't have to go online to get it. So, do you think I'm full of shit?
No, you're not. But rojua Tinder inakupea anonymity flani.
Gani, silazimu usiti picha yako.
It's not the same. One of the thing you're talking about keyboard warriors, there's that confidence unakupea when it's not in person.
Oh, yeah.
It's easier ni kuje nini nini tukubali. Ukikata at dry meat, nini nini. So kuna yo, I think yo confidence ya kuwa behind a screen.
Yeah.
But siju ni madem kweli wanakuanga uko Tinder wengi wakitafuta.
I guess, mino jo sasa Tinder ilitokea kani shamarika. So that's the funny thing. I've never been on Tinder. Like, even one of those things.
Yes, yes, excuse though. Excuse
her.
I'm a married man.
Mimi unajua mtu wa gaga.
Hata ndio wengi.
Ndio nakwambia jo. But mtu wa gazile za, yani Yesu Kristo alitengeza Tinder nikisha hoa. Yani, yes.
Plus hata sisi kuwa na app kama hiyo kwa simu. Iko pale next to Play Store.
Yeah, like.
At Tinder.
Sasa kio na Tinder.
Na install ukina and install immediately.
Like how will I justify that? Alafu unaweza install, alafu uninstall, alafu sisi tunakuaga na ile story yani passkeys. Where? Okay, wife wako anaweza install Tinder, alafu anaita login. Unajua ile ukisha reinstall back, si automatically
italeta details za kitambo.
Yeah, exactly. Kama try kuweka account yako. Yo email yako afi kwa mio forgot password.
Yeah.
So, yes. So I don't think it's worth it.
You saw that jamaa mwenye alikuwa UK, eh? It's a UK case. The wife ana work na some pizza joint. So she's called to make a delivery. Kikesa alienda kupata apart Airbnb yenye hazi akona nini mpango wake wa kando. David, what are you doing? Who's that? Yeah,
you don't order pizza.
I don't know, but it's not what it looks like.
Looks
like you ordered pizza.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so ilikuwa hiyo case. I met after Tinder, ilikuwa mefikiria.
Amejificha sana.
And I'm back. Unajua sasa, as men, like, we don't look far. Sieta nani, Chappelle ilikuwa na chongo nani Bill Clinton. Telefungwa tu curtain. Like kesi yake ni Monica Lewinsky. Hata kuenda fa. So mjamaa alikuwa amefikiria tia ameenda sana but nani just ikampick. I think alikuwa ametoka nini then ikampick sasa wife.
Lakini sasa pia.
Lakini mbona yeye ana eat out akiit out?
Yeah, oh shit.
Ndio makosa yake.
Alafu pia kitu kingine ni kama wife wako fanya deliveries. Like what's the probability?
The probability, yes.
That's number 1. Alafu pia ni zataka kujaza US. US zikwambia ki ndego is on the way. Kwa Kenya ukioda kitu inakuandikia jina rider.
Yeah.
Akianza kukuja inakuandikia rider. What's the problem? Ndego is on the way. Like no, I don't want this one.
Kuna kuna ndego mwingine ufanya deliveries kweli.
You have to like hiyo pia ilikuwa ni kuchit pia waga. It's such a
no, these days it's hard.
Kitambo ilikuwa much easier.
Footprint, yeah.
Pio shanga, mbona why do people go to so many lengths? Tuende, unatumia tu njia mingi za kuchit, tuende tu home. Unanga mtu ametumia...
Haujaisikia ile vile dema tu joke ati this bull has sex 3,000 times a month. Afu dema nauliza chali yake, look at the bull. Then Charlie and I not with the same miserable car. So I think it's with that. I think kuna watu kama wanazoeana. Unajua like mnazoeana to a certain level where you don't make it interesting. Kwa sasa shida yangona pia ni you have to make it interesting. Like at some point you have to do something you've never done like for the first time. You're like, oh shit, how did we find ourselves here? This is the Ruto style.
So much lazima
endelee. Don't get you sure. Yeah, like you have to do something you never done before. Bottom up, yeah. So I think that's the reason why you are true. So don't talk danganyo je cheat. Because you ni ndo mnakuwa the worst cheaters, madam. Because you cheat alafu you look a guy in the eye like,
I will never do such a thing.
So what about you, Jay cheat?
Miss Jay cheat. As far as I can remember.
If you cheat?
If I cheat, I will cheat that I've never cheated. That's Jay cheat, though. We don't know, it's too much work. The thrill is in the work.
I think the thrill is in the work.
Yeah.
Because that I need, and I'll just say story. Pia, you had the story at Airbnb, the one that happened, although the news ended up not being what people had said. Because people had said that the guy was cheating.
From whatever floor.
Allegedly, it's the same Tinder you're talking about.
Yeah,
I'll come in from Tinder.
From a Tinder.
Was he sijafuatilia story alirushwa ama
yes, like kwa investigation. So kuna watu wanasema alianguka by accident, alafu kuna watu wanasema ni ilikuwa foul play, so now it's still under investigation. So it's just one of those things where cause since akuwa tu pia ni accidental, but now cause apart from accidental inza kuwa what it's called ile kitu inatoka call of the void, unajua call of the void
again.
Call of the Void is where, and even, I remember Nani posted about it.
Condition ya muaf.
Yes, but not even me. Even Hanifa wrote about it. Call of the Void is those people who, wakiwa in very high buildings, they hear a voice calling them, like, Ruka. So you get an urge too. So if you have that, all you do is you avoid high places. Because it's such a bad, you always feel it in your mind.
That's an actual thing.
Yes, it's called the Call of the Void. So you'll think you're crazy. Yeah. So it's different. Like even Ani joked about it. Bilba, Call of the Void yake, wagayo sema ati akidrive die. Alafu ni crowd ya say you feel kama na need to move our gonge. So kuna kwa gana yone. Sasa kuna so akidrive die, Call of the Void yao wambega aruke kwa ditch. So it's just a random
intrusive
thought. It's a intrusive thought.
And you can't control. You have to pursue it.
No. Oh, it's so the specific term for it is intrusive thoughts.
Intrusive thoughts, okay.
Yes.
Do so you have control?
Everyone has intrusive thoughts. Will you have an intrusive thought?
Nishaikuwa na, but nasema, this one is like, it compels you to do it.
No. So now the difference between you and the other person is you don't do it. So like your intrusive thought, wagagani? Which one have you had? Because another intrusive thought, wagagani was a chiki. Dem.
That's my intrusive thought. Ye inakuanga yangu. I always keep my nini pocketed.
Yeah, like dem, you go round kabisa. And you are not a sex offender. But ile intrusive thought inakuambia, gonga, wone kama ita bounce. Gonga! Gonga like, no! Unajita hapa.
Cheki, ni call of the void. Si mimi, ni call of the void.
Ni mwito.
Cheki, ni condition. Ni condition ya muaf. No, si unakuanga, iko nini, angalia. It's call of the void.
Ati ni condition ya muaf. So intrusive thought ya koga gani? Because kila mtu wagana intrusive thoughts, but not all are extreme. So even everyone, even Ruto wagana intrusive thoughts. Niko shoko na time ya kwale kwa maika na wala tu. Sinide tu hatu mafala, maumbu wa njini. But sasa uko like zi, I can't.
Ma criminals.
Intrusive thoughts ya Ruto ni kumove pesa zenye. Nizetu. Like shit, nzishaenda kwa account yake.
So yeah.
Akiona tu land empty. Na hii naezanya kuwa.
Ayo si intrusive. The fact that he acts on it.
That's just a thought. I think
for Kenyan politicians, being corrupt, that can't be an intrusive thought. For Kenyan politician, he project na cost how much? Oh, 2 billion. Let's just use 2 billion. That's an intrusive thought. Nela? Because in a fact, like, let's use 2 billion, let's use 15 billion. Now, that's good thoughts.
That's good thoughts.
Yeah, intrusively, let's do the right thing.
For the reverse.
For them, it's let's do the right thing. That's the intrusive thought.
Let me be a leader. Yo.
Yes. So, intrusive thought, you have to shake one now. Because intrusive thought is basically something telling you to do something that you know you shouldn't do. So, it's like on stage, and this thought comes to your mind and you have to fight it till you forget about it. And
I think two kurust, two prayer styles. Unajua kwa stage unaonanga two different things. So maybe kurust hairstyles za watu or something. So I think the easiest intrusive thought chenye maybe wasewengi pia upata ni ku make faces to a random child.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's not intrusive. Who would have you intrusive thought? Intrusive thought has to be something that if you
it's
execute,
very bad.
You can end offender. Up in jail. You can end up as an offender. So yes. So kuna hiyo, so for us as men, it happened so many times because even when you say a dame hivi, umesimama na dame alafu amevaa trousers zile ziko na gap hiyo. Alafu your intrusive thought nakwambia si uangalie. Like even hiyo just looking, you know that's going to make her uncomfortable. So there's that and yes, so it's always something that borders on criminality.
Oh, okay.
But
okay.
Now as a rational human you don't do it.
Yeah.
Like you tell yourself I'm not a criminal. Kamiti siwezi enda kamiti. Shimola toya pia steki kwen. So you just fight it. So kama I think
nani? Oh, back to ni kesi ya mjamaa sasa.
Yeah. So tuko nasema hivyo.
Okay.
So kwa sababu maybe just maybe that
but you've seen nini a CCTV footage ilionyesha there was an altercation between him
and the gentleman.
No. The gentleman leaves.
Mm.
But after he escorts the guy akirudi kuna mvutano
na dem
with the lady. Yes.
By that time he's naked.
No, he's still in shorts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So whatever happened behind closed doors, you don't.
Yeah, tuji.
Yes.
But dem atamrushaje kutoka kwa.
I don't know. But so, unajua if you cannot also rule it out. Cause anaweza kuwa alikuwa amepepeta, alafu alikuwa na nini? Alikuwa na punga hewa. Or maybe having a smoke or something. Then
Game of Thrones. Ile.
Yeah.
You watch Game of Thrones?
Episode 1.
Reaper services.
Let him fly. Yes, so you don't know. Sasa forensics ndio nini? Unajua pia ma forensics wakali wanaweza kulingana na how the body imeanguka, wanaweza tell if it was a willing.
Yes.
Ama ni mtu alikuwa amekupush.
No,
wanatoka ngapo na mpaka wanasukuma.
That's when you call Johansen Oduo. Unajua Johansen?
Johansen ni mgeni.
The government pathologist.
Oh, when you have an aspect, I can describe him at Sijuangi.
Yes. Umsemi wana death. Jo.
Yeah.
Kuzuna jeu ni death zote. Like, he's the one who deals with, like, kila mtu. La me dead.
Yeah.
Mase kuwa mwale wana mseka yo ni ngumu, we.
Yeah.
Ayojo ogopi kifo.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, mseka uneza taa kujua yo angalia life aje. Kuzaki tuona tuwa na tu cadavers.
Yeah.
Future cadavers.
Naona a potential customer.
Yeah.
Where I smoke to? Kitumeza ku encourage. Usiwache pombe.
Yeah. Anangalia tu customer.
Naona tu customers. Kisikia kuna watu wame nini, wame survive accident. Mbona?
Yeah.
Mbona customers wanaenda.
Would you date a pathologist?
Yeah, apparently.
I'm a morgue attendant.
I don't want somebody who can die for me like that. Because it's like a date a war veteran. Wasi watona the hero, but wana deal na like the traumas the trauma. And the the psychological part. Because at the end of the day, I'm sure it's a bit more effect. Hawezi kuwa unaona kifo kila siku and you're just like a normal person, I think. Lazima hii kitu inaku affect na wewe na mtu ana receive ni maybe your partner, the very close people to you.
Tukidetali tuko naye the interview.
Yes.
Remember what he said at the end? David Atale is a former soldier. Alikuwa in the UK Army. Walikuwa stationed in Afghanistan, ndio? So akiwa stationed in Afghanistan kukakuwa na IED. So the ID ended up costing him mguu yake. And I remember kituambia, tulimuuliza like anything that he learned. Kasema never joined the military. That was his nini, alisema to never join the military.
Yeah.
Alikuwa anatuambia like up till now, even hata majuzi tulibonga naye, he was telling me he still goes for therapy. Because any loud bangs
remind
him of that.
Because
you see like the way movies ufanyaga death in a car,
haikai
as graphic as it is. Have you noticed?
Yeah.
Like, ukiangalia, nili majuzi niko naangalia what happened in our neighboring country, yes? And, nakunga nikiangalia vile damu hiko hapo, na niangalia what I see in movies. What I see in movies nakuwaga like. Somehow, and I'd like to thank Hollywood for that. They don't make it. It's you can graphic. Still watch.
Because
real life, you can't.
Yeah.
Na kuka thick. Kwanza, that's the first thing le mtu notice. That real nini is thick.
Mm.
It's thicker than Hollywood makes it seem.
Mm. Kwanza ya ki describe na juu ilikuwa ni ambush. Eh? You were ambushed.
Mm.
So the fact that he survived aliona wengine wote waki.
Aki daddy.
And then, you know, it's a chaotic.
Mm.
Your time yenyewe. It's kuna a lot of violence na nini, screams and all that. Na pia unajua unaona your life is on the line. So to come off from that, takes a toll on you.
Yeah.
But when you survive ka accident kadogo.
And where?
Yeah, like nison liko iligonga gari tatu.
Mm.
Na it almost rolled over.
Mm.
So kulikuwa na ile time ya and then ikarudi hivi. So vile ili stabilize ka swerve pia on the other side. So hizo ma screams na nini. Anytime gari yote nimeingia ikitake a sudden corner on high speed. Kuna kwa na that ka shift of gravity.
Yes.
Kwanza nimeshikilia.
Yeah.
So those things to come out of the they actually don't leave you.
We should have a near death experience.
Sijawahi, but pia nimekuwa like in mini accidents.
Mm.
Nishayanguka na nduthi.
Ooh, damn. Yeah.
Gari ilikuja kama imeslam hiyo nduthi.
Mkawa. Because your energy is not lost, it's transferred. Speed ikongezeka.
Speed ikongezeka. Ada si kuongezeka, so the nini. So unaona hiyo push 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 before wanguke kwa grau. It's unaonanga ndio huyu Moses huyu hapa. Ndio Abraham, sasa tunaenda kupata naye face to face.
Which year was this?
I think last year. So hiyo experience ya hapa ningeenda is very... Plus pia nimepita place accident ime happen. Na watu wamelala, madamu.
It's not a good scene. You are going to remind me moja. I saw this interesting tweet. Kuna dem alikomenti kati, I've survived 7 accidents. You can't say that God does not have a plan for me.
No, he has.
Kwa comments.
The 8th time is a charm.
Is it? Kwa comments kati kwa, yes. He's trying to kill it.
Anakuambia nyumba yako imemalizika.
Because the same thing musemaga, like ati kabla tuingia kwa ndege, tunafaa ku have conversation na wasi. So kwa like, hey, Nelly sasa, okay. So this is your watch trip, okay. Have you been involved in a flight accident? Kwa like, I survived 3. Kwa like, oh shit.
Zee, wacha ni toke.
Nasema zijo.
Hey, Konene, ni the festive season. So, wacha ni kuulize jo. Ita imiote umeku kisikia mwafa nasema Lemfi. Usha try Lemfi. Kama uja try, baki umejua kuwa Lemfi ikona the most competitive exchange rates. Alafu pia, unza baki umepay directly kwa paybill na till numbers zile ziko Kenya. Alafu pia unza baki umesend ama umereceive do, whether uko US, uko UK, uko Canada, ama uko UAE. So nangoja nini? Changamka, tumia promo code EKONENE, alafu utabaki umepata pia a $20 sign up reward on your first $50 transaction. So nangoja nini? Changamka, ingia Lemfi. Lemfi, international payments for everyone. EKONENE.
So to talk about, Kenyan government offloads 15% of its stake in Safaricom to Vodacom Group. Alafi 15% ko valued at $245 billion, giving the SA telco a controlling majority ownership of Safaricom. Munafilaje jwe, is this a good idea?
Ati government wa nini from Safaricom
to Vodacom?
So government shares of Safaricom 15%. So ilikuwa na 35. So size iko left na 20. Alafu on top of that, what else? So anasema natumia hii dock kutengeneza ile Rironi. Na ni Mau Rironi Road. It's called. Yes. They're going to use. So, mna feel it.
After Safaricom, wamesimama na wote ya maandamano.
Damn.
I'm like, it has been nice. Adios.
Yani, Nelly umeamua tu, iko nini tu sahibu ata sponsorship ya Safaricom.
Tikimana yeah. So, nilikuwa tu nataka kuongelea Vodacom lakini tume insist.
Ota nijitete. The views expressed by Nelly do not in any way represent me and Ian.
We in fact use Safaricom fiber.
Yes.
To post this.
My number, yeah, which is actually the truth.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, suit me agayo. Unacheki, ona pale kwa wall, imeandikwa Safaricom. Unakaona?
Hiki ndani editor akiongeza hapa. Safaricom. Tuaweza. Honest, transparent, simple.
Yeah, so wameuza hiyo stake and I don't know what to feel about it. I feel like Ruto is making so many decisions. Kenya Pipeline tunauza, Safaricom tunauza. I feel like we're selling too much.
We kuna vitu pia, and I think the weakness is in our either our constitution ama how we execute it, because as a people we should be holding these people accountable when you anauza parastato. Wezi amkoseme, because KCC ina ikiuzwa mtu individual ni mwisho msia anaweza fanya kile anataka.
Yes.
So as a people kuna venye tunafakuwa na mandate fulani tunakataa. Because now everything will be so tutapata hakuna kitu ya public.
Because I think tuna sell like ni Kenya Pipeline. We are selling tuna Kenya as Kenya tunabaki na 35%. Uganda might end up having a bigger stake in Kenya Pipeline than Kenya.
Now what is that?
You understand?
Yeah.
And you're there thinking like, Ruto, man, like, what the hell?
That me your pipeline could go Indian Ocean.
I don't know. Like,
it's
I feel like he's doing too much. Una get you. Like, yes, una like
also,
to.
Yeah. Because also, as Nijana liko to Kibonga, nasema, the fact that now kuna mahoteli zina jenga kwa parks. Ni Ritz Carlton.
Yes, the Ritz Carlton. Yes.
So, hii kama ame establish nini. Even kupeleka tama kenyewe kwa park, kwa conservancy yoyote, you're disturbing nature.
Yeah.
So kuenda kuputa up an establishment, kuna animals zenye zime feel, zime kwa invaded. So they have to disperse. So I think everything is on sale for whom say. I think it's all eyes for 2027.
But should we wait that far? Because... Sai, hizi zikiendelea kuuzwa hivi, by the time 2027 inafika.
But that is a do. Hakuna kitu tunaweza do.
Because alafu sijui how the constitution is, if it's allowed from one president to the other, like who president akiuza, kama huu mwingine anaweza ileta back.
I don't know. I think if there's any form of corruption that's detected, that can happen. Na cheki. But now with... For example, Kenya Pipeline, it puts us at risk na conflict na Uganda. Because Uganda will feel robbed.
But
chiki zingine zao zile where they sell to themselves, hiyo ni shauri yao. Hata Ritz Carlton ni shauri yao. You can just be like, you know what, this was against the law. So, yes, tukiamua hoteli na baki, the government owns 99%, jimu nachukua 1%. Kwende huko.
The damage will be done.
Yeah, the damage will be done. I think that's... Ruto is doing a lot of stuff that I actually don't understand why he's doing. If you had to ask me, I don't. I think he's doing too much. Yeah. So kuna hiyo.
Privatization haifai kuwa for most public resources. Yoni yes. Kitu nafaa tukatai kabisa za people, I think.
Yeah, but tukutaka hapo another story. Nyamira governor, Amos Nyaribo, survives impeachment for a third time. After 38 senators vote in favor of rendering the motion procedurally defective, four opposed. The first time ukisikia a governor has survived impeachment, what do you think happened behind the scenes?
Kuna mpesa ilitembea.
See, that's the worst thing about Kenya. Unisapata kuna pesa ilitembea. But the first thing that we think ni kuna pesa ilitembea. That's the sort of society that we have. Nasema, unajua it's allegedly. Atuwezi kuwa 100% sure. That's the first thing that comes to mind, which is sad. It just shows you how we are as a country. But sasa...
I think our MC wakisi wakiboeka wakitaka two pay rise. Because unajua the end of the day aundi onahongwa because they're the one who vote.
Zizi.
So by tina enda kwa Senate. Yes, of course. Ah, the senators wana...
Yeah, you were like... Oh, yes. They impeached him.
They impeached him.
Then Akenda Senate come safe for the third time.
For the third time. You only do.
So maybe alliance yake iko kwa sababu I feel like the politics is played is in the long game. So if maybe anashikilia unaona venye power kwa ina divide according unashikilia hot power in this sector. So maybe anashikilia certain power. There are certain people who make sure that atakaa hapo. Yeah, think maybe
plus also allegedly nilikuwa nasikia pia zile areas where the president can flex muscle. There's a cause disturbance. He pays, nikisema about also MCAs. unajua pia ulipwa na the powers that be.
Mm.
Go and then make a motion of impeachment. Si ati wao wamekaa tu hivyo wanataka eh ni aje because the first time it failed.
Mm. The second time
was giving them the motivation to do it at that time. Mm. At this time of the year. Yeah. So
okay.
I think sasa now conflict iko wapi? Umenyana show wa impeach na nani anamsave pia ikifika pale. So I think pia governor pia. And that's how you end up with corrupt counties.
Because
sasa do zote anatafuta vile maybe atatale atatafuta mamiradi za kuchannel doko wake to make sure ati ajakuwa na embarrassment kwa senate.
Na ukisurvive so, yeah. Three impeachments, how are you going back to Nyamira? Because mimi nenda Nyamira because I think see you have to kuja.
Yes, yes.
The final vote mtu kuja Nairobi, si ndio? Mimi naenda Nyamira tu. Mnataka kunimaliza eh? Mnataka kunimaliza? Alafu unajua uzuri wa Kenya waga nini? Unataka kunimaliza? Nyinyi mko na shetani pande yenu. Mimi niko na Mungu wa Israeli. Nisa kona toa hizo za uovyo.
Yeah.
Yeah, nikisabai three impeachments. Three impeachments.
Kiburi.
Yeah.
Kini pia nini mataka kuimpeach.
Nisa toa zingine za uovyo sana.
That's a record. That's a record. It should be studied.
Yeah.
Who survived three impeachments? Who was the first governor? Utapatata mingia kwa nini? Syllabus.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but his village people are busy. Uko Kisii County. 3 a.m. Yeah.
But say, because pia majuzi tuko na Onsarigo here, and Onsarigo was telling us he's not a good guy.
Yes,
in quotes. Like he's a sort of guy who, like vile Onsarigo was a chief of staff, yes, and he never even used to give him any work. So alikuwa hapo tu, kazi yake ni kuenda ofisi kunywa chai alafu kuenda home.
He does not work.
This guy, he does not delegate. So you don't even know what's happening. One or two vituz na happen. He's even dealing with some of your junior staff, but he's not giving you. So even when I heard he'd been impeached 3 times, I was like, I'm not surprised. Because in a manisha, I respect our MCAs. So the only way they can do is to hit him na impeachment. But then now Kenyan senators, you know, they're always going to look at it as a money-making opportunity.
What are the grounds for impeachment?
Ilikuwa ni nini hicho? I think ilikuwa tu niyo misconduct.
Nitonga gross misconduct.
Yeah. Gross misconduct. But sasa now you never know.
What is the grossness?
Who's your governor?
What is the grossness?
Who's your governor?
Nati hapa Nairobi. Ana uzolo wa dindigo.
Unatoka wa dindigo.
Yaani waocha ocha wapi?
Anaitwa ka guy.
Mutahi.
No. Mbona na sawa governor wa kwetu?
Amatagi.
Ni wapi?
Muranga ka Kangata.
Oh, Irungu.
Irungu Kangata.
Yeah, anafanya kazi at least.
Okay. But yeah.
Siri ni kuweka mtu mwenye ajao. Unajua alioa akiwa huko ndani.
Talking of Nairobi, yes, parking fees in Nairobi to hike to 520 shillings from 300 shillings from July 2026 after the Nairobi County Assembly approved the annual development plan 2026-2027. So, mkisikia hivi, what do you think? Parking fees to rise from 300 to 520. Because me, the first thing that comes to mind is a lot of parking attendants are just about to be very rich.
Yes.
But, because maybe... Nishayona gap nini na msisahau train of thoughts zenyu, but I saw the way China does parking and I'd rather collaborate with them, especially kwa CBD. I'd collaborate with them. I feel, and I might be wrong, but I feel like they will lose so much money na CBD. So China inakuwa gagari kiingia hivi, kuna kitu ya parking ile inajilift kidogo tu, just enough for you not to be able to live and you have to pay, so you don't pay directly to nini. So wanatumia WeChat, sinajua ile wanaweka. So with sisi, since we have M-Pesa, unaweza kuoneka M-Pesa una swipe na cheki. So you cut out corruption, you cut out asi ku handle money with their hands. And then another thing you're going to cut off is the guys who own real estate katikati ya tao. You know there are people who own real estate, like kuna mawochi wana own parking katikati ya tao. So wochi kile uduni, at the beginning of the day he pays 300 shillings after he books that place for the whole day. Remember, there's no car. It's very few cars in Nairobi stay at the same spot
for the whole day.
Hours. So how much does the county lose out on?
What's the ground on nini? ku hike the parking.
Yeah, I mean, that was what I was wondering.
See, 2020 nini, development plan, they want to make more money. But as I keep saying, it's going to go into their own pockets.
But unajua inafaa kuwa tumeongezea parking because ABCD. But if there's nothing that has changed, una, what's the point of kuongezea?
The chapati maker is going to be bigger now.
Kipako na peo chapo yako safi.
Ama lisema lazima yongezeke.
Yeah, unajua chapati maker, yeah. Kuzame, tione kwa mwangia like a parent. You know about the chapati maker? There's a school feeding program up in Nairobi.
Oh, ile dish in a county.
Yes. So see, one of the main meals ni chapati. Yeah, because I guess akaja ni mtu wa siku zetu. So na respect chapati. Because watu wa siku zetu wa respect chapo. Mimi watu yangu naona kaki angalia chapo.
Yeah.
Yani, okay. Damn.
Tambo chapo ina kwa disrespected.
Ugali is now more respected than chapati. Because chapati ziko everywhere zinauzwa.
Miku na time ile, nini, usha yu notice gile time unizaka achini, u feel you're not doing as well as you should be doing in life. And then mtu yu wako wana kuonyesha, like, maybe you're doing better than you think.
Yeah.
Mi mtu yu wangu fanyaga na feel hivo. Mtu hii, anisa niambia, dad, buy me cake. Cake inakuja, iko wrapped. 3 days later, ijafunguliwa jo. Sisi ilikuwaga mother akiingia, ni sisi tulikuwaga like wild animals. Akiingia tu kwa mlango, iko
swa.
Iko no. Ini akesho asubuhi, no.
Like, now, you know, sai, as a millennial parent, eh? You're making it in life. Kama unacheki kwa dustbin rap ya nini queen cake.
Mm. Osi tuko naikula na
tu. Dish ya diyo pepaz. Leo.
Haiko inapatikana. No sighting.
Ah, ili kwa tuna fight. Yeah. Atitoleo tu yu chujui ili kwa gana that. The
coating ya mwisho.
Yeah.
Wafu unajua. Even the name you've called it, they don't call it that.
Which one? Queen cake.
Queen cake. Yeah, what are you squeezing?
Muffins.
Yeah. I want some muffins. Sisi tuko naitavoka queen cake. Unaona tu Queen Elizabeth.
Mbona cake anatengeneza?
Because unajua waka kona shape waka crown.
Oh, that's why it was called that?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That was some bullshit.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But for... are they also trying to discourage watu kuingia town?
Yes, they always try to do that. Mm. But I always feel like there's so much money to be made through parking. The CBD.
Mm. Even without the hiking.
Yes. So me, you know, yeah. I do your pilot program, just get the Chinese. To get to now, I hike it to 520, yes?
Mm.
Do you know how confident I am we'd make a lot of money? If I can hike it to 520 and then the Chinese keep to 20, sit and keep 300 till they recoup their money. We do that. And we'll still make more money than we're making right now.
Let me ask why...
These people still... Katikatiatao.
Why do they have to incorporate the Chinese? Because if it's a system, we don't have it's, like...
Ni technology. There's a way Chinese wamefanya where they have to install. Kuna vitu itabidi wakam katikatiatao wazi install. Like, ni kama wa dig and then waziweke kwa every parking space.
Because so gari kingia...
Yes. So gari kingia yuwezi toka. Yes. Yeah. Alafu... The system is so smart, I think we're going to capture a number plate. Mm. So if you do any fuck up, like number plate, you're going to capture. So the initial investment will be a lot of money. It's not money that I think the county can afford.
Mm.
But is it money that the county can recoup in maybe 1 or 2 years? Guaranteed it can.
Yes.
Because we start with CBD. Tukitoka CBD, tunangalia which places have a lot of cars. Maybe tunenda hapa. Tunenda hapa, ala sasa tunenda kwa mita. Unacheki? By the time tunamaliza, it's everywhere. Paka unapataka tuma resignation letters ama parking attendant. Mistake he girls it.
Because
now there's no stealing opportunity. But see, as long as kuna stealing.
So that's nani, Kangata, I think the whole billing system ya Muranga ni digital.
Digital, eh.
Yeah.
Okay, my question was, do we really need the Chinese? If we have the idea, see, we can develop.
No, the technology has to be
like,
enforced.
I've not even said the Americans. Mm. China is living in the
another world.
22nd century. Yeah. They're not even in the first century. China is, they're futuristic, man. Things wanafanya. Liche kingine hapo ya parking system where gari inaletwa na nini hicho. Gari zinapita na hivi. Like, unakaa na gari yako, unaiacha kwa entrance ya parking. Unachikime inuliwa na kikitu inapelekwa juu. Alafu kirudi, all you'll have to do kuzuko na namba ni unafinya. Afu na tikigari zina switch. Like, those people are on another level. So I know we'd want to do it, but we'd rather bus it pelekewa, say benchmarking huko, but I don't think it's something we can be able to figure out.
Because
even the Americas and the Europes have not been able to figure it out. But I always feel like as a third world country, we can skip some steps. Because you know we have a... a very open canvas. To just skip steps kadhaa za zile first wall wali go through. And just go through.
I think we also like the police and the nini, lazima ku on surveillance. Juu kama tuliwekewa dustbin na tunazingoa. na bag. Bag yenye inafitio kitu. So pia sisi, the fact that do we want a developed country?
Yes.
How is it damages? Are we ready to actually having system that actually work for us? Tunapata mse, tapata, maybe wa China wameka hizo vitu. Alafu mse ameenda mezi, ameuza sijui sotano. Yeah, for yeye anaona ni chuma.
Wewe unacheza jo. Hizo vitu za China. Like the way I remember, it's just, I don't know why I didn't post that video, but it was actually an American being amazed at how complex the parking system is. See vitu unaenda ku uproot. It's things that alafu it's crazy, like ukifikiria niki, that's why nimechiki nimesema it would have to be a PPP. They'd have to recoup their money.
Yeah.
But the amount of money they'd make Nairobi, because every car, ato kayapo for 2 minutes, you'll pay. And the county will make money. Na cheki?
Yeah, yeah.
So in the process, but now in Kenya, the question is, how are we using the money? Na cheki? Yeah, yeah. But Nelly, let's talk some comedy. Special? Is there a special on the
way? Is there a special coming? So I did a show at Apple Laugh Bar, something similar to what George did.
Yeah, an hour.
Yeah, an hour.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So what I'm thinking of doing before maybe, say, doing a special is taking it in the other cities, because I've been out of Nairobi and I've seen kuna hanga pale ya comedy.
Okay.
People are really want to consume comedy. So my idea is to take that hour to maybe Kisumu, Mombasa, Nakuru.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alafu it come to jokes. Have you ever done a joke that would go like, this might be offensive, but kaende.
I lean sometimes on the dark side kidogo. But no, not really. Sijai kuwa na joke. Nime kuwa nazo, but sijai kuwa na like, hii si funny. And then I think I've done, I've talked on diseases, I've talked on like vitu ka femicide. I think there is no breaks. Kama kitu ni funny, I think it's funny and it resonates with the audience.
Yeah, femicide, was that part? What was the premise on that? Like, what was the...
So get my tickets at...
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I was just like exploring the fact that as much as kuna femicide, it's also our dating language. You know, you have to see usema, takuchinji ya dem, takukatia dem and stuff.
Shit. Yeah.
Those are the things.
Chinjia mans.
Nimekunoki, nimepata jiko. Like, why are we being so violent with?
Oh, kuja tukatane.
Nilikatia dem nini.
Afu Kiswahili sanifu ni kujamiana. Tendo la, unajua?
Tendo la.
Yeah, tendo la nyenye ni kujamiana. Kwa tumejamiana.
Yeah, ni kujamiana.
Afu it makes sense. Kuna besi yetu anaitwa X-Domain. Kwa tuambia, that's the only fun you have without smiling.
Yeah.
You guys don't smile.
Always smile.
My life is on the line.
if you want to make a guy lose his shit, what is the time unafanya usmile?
Check. What's up for me?
What a weird.
Check him same wadha na kwa kona kulia. okay, but that was a good one. And like, worst experience on stage Ilusha you have ni gani? Either you got booed, heckled, or just nothing worked apart from the second time. Kwa sure kuna ngine shai happen.
I think apart from, kwa sababu journey a comedian lazima ubom a few times.
There's always that one that stands out where you're like, fuck, this is so demoralizing.
There was a time, there was an Indian guy when he alikuwa ameniamulia wewe ni mimi na wewe. Anything I say, papa, anything, it was like one of the worst nights. So, tulipelekana mpaka I was like, since I was kuja uchukue mic useme kenye unataka kusema.
Akadu?
No. So he had been heckling. He was really drunk. That was the problem. But he had been heckling all the time. So mimi nikijaribu kuimu ignore sana and haya. No, I just said... nikimuignore sana I no I
I'm not a security akuja kuambia mseenda.
No, he was eventually kicked out because now he had become too much.
But after messing you up.
Because now you're just hata una because you're trying to ground yourself. Because kuna wenye unaonanga hata siwezi deal na yeye. He's too drunk. Huyu tutapelekana. So the more you avoid him, the more alikuwa anaenda haya.
Oh, okay. Like, damn, man. You know, I'm not trying to imagine. Because I think kwa time nani asha post yake. Ilikuwa ni George Waweru. Yake with some kawaii white girl or something. Go back in the days. I remember seeing something like that. Alikuwa na mheckle. Like it was just one of those. I don't know. I think it was a white girl, not a white dude. But I remember it was not a Kenyan. Kule alikuwa na make some whatever comments while he's dealing with that. Because you were hard. Because it depends. If when they're heckling you, your jokes land. Because if the jokes don't land, then nakuwa ni shida.
Yeah, they kind of win.
I've seen people get heckled and just rip the...
The hell out of the heckler. Uzuri wa heckler, it's the crowd will always be on the comedian side because they want also to have a good time. But yeah. Atukosangi, especially white people, sijui shida inakuanga ni na wazungu.
Yeah, how did
you
know? Oh, okay. Now, outside Nairobi, which other places have you really enjoyed performing? Which other places stand out? Because Nairobi, of course, the culture is there.
The culture is there. I was really shocked with Eldoret because nilikuwa nadhani Eldoret...
Ni mafala. Home of champions.
Si mafala. Ama watakimbia kutoka stage. Kutoka hiyo nini show. Nilikuwa... Because when... to kill the new audience lazima kuwe na soft landing because they are not exposed to comedy, so that is what I expected. Hey, tulipata watu wanaenda na wewe kwanza wanataka zile dark so Eldoret ilinishock in that way. Another place ilinishock ni Lamu.
Because
Lamu, have you been to Lamu?
I keep being told by these ones that I'm missing out.
Hey, Lamu,
but for Lamu I'm not surprised because like 50% inakuanga tourists.
So the thing locals, is, we performed for locals.
Yeah.
It was not tourist. And then Lamu wakon like, it's their own, it's Kenya, but ni kama pia kamejiweka, kamejitenga. Wakon paka na Kiswahili yao. So we were like, ay, hapa itakuwa ngumu. Hapa, because even ata wakikongesha Kiswahili, yes, unasikia Kiswahili, but ujui, nini haswa amesema. So seeing them enjoying the comedy, that was also a shocker. I was like, this is interesting, because even the way they do things, their culture, they're a bit conservative. So you're like, when we say some stuff, they find it taboo, nini, but they were really enjoying. So I think of all places, Lamu was the best because of the way I was shocked.
Because Lamu wife shindaka kiniambia. Lafu sasa waki gang up na iya napa kuniambia the way it's the best place. I've never gone to.
For when the pale Lamu, German. Shella bitch.
One of my best, Shella is good. One of my funny experiences, I didn't know just as it's your culture, all Africa, a lot of Islam. Watch an easy tissue kwa chojo. I think siku nime register niko wapi. Sa hiyo, you know, niko na 3 missed calls.
It's time to go.
Natoka hii shop. Then alafu najua huko hakuna gari. So pia distances una walk.
Ni mrefu.
Ni refu. I think kuna academic aliniambia tu angalia tu pa. Never malizangi sana nini. Pale angalia tu pa. So chemist. Nikaenda hapo nikaibai. Is a medical nini.
Yeah, like cotton wool.
Okay.
Kwa cho. Ni roll mzima.
Ukienda kwa cho kuna kajaga hapo.
Where we were akukwati the wamezoea. People from outside.
Oh.
So, of course, it fitted in any stuff like that, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
But it was a funny experience. Ile time sasa nili click. Niko happy.
Nukajua ekona.
Ekona.
Ekonini.
So, Nelly, the next time una perform ni wene? Diwa sewa kuwane, because vile tumawambia jo, damn ni mkali sana. Anawa mnechiki sofa tuja disappoint, tuliambia hivyo juya Kisiangani, tukambia hivyo juya Tai, tukambia juya nani tena jo. George Waweru, of course, Halaiki.
Yeah.
We've never disappointed him. And we tell you people are good. She's really good at her craft. So place utasemeka saizi unaitonga ni what? Summer bunnies.
Summer bunnies wamejode.
Between now and January.
And first week of Jan.
Yes, where, which are the places they can find you in?
I'm a kujak from Minnesota. With 300 million.
Yes.
So we're going to be doing a show next week on Thursday with Xavier.
Oh, okay.
Pale Two Grips.
Another one. What does he say? This is something.
Quick one.
Yes. Yeah.
So to Pale Two Grips, 11th December.
Okay.
Yeah. It's also a very new concept, interesting comedy show. It's called Grievances and Giggles. What one akujana mashida and then.
Oh.
Yeah.
Damn, enough. That's just before the long weekend. I think you're to Zaenda.
Yes, karibuni sana.
Yeah.
Zaenda hiyo. Just before the long weekend.
Oh, long weekend ni
kutoka 12.
Kusa ni 11, 12, 13th, 14th.
14.
Okay.
Kama una work NGO, ushafunga.
Yeah,
na walimu.
Okay. So kuna hiyo, alafu?
Kuna hiyo. We are doing a couple of shows this January. Izo tuta post because details are not yet out. But yes, this January kuna vitu tunapanga. Mambo fiti sana.
Yeah, but sa umesikia Johnny, 11th of December. Where specifically?
Two grips. Kilimani.
Entry? Pisanga?
1,500
shillings only at the end. Tuweke ni kama tumeandika check.
Only.
Yes. Make sure tumepatana. Mina ya nita kuwanda ni ya nyumba.
Yeah.
That's like a plan, man. That's like a plan.
Kisikia tu extra. Woo! Najua.
Najua iko nene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But kitu funny ni, I can assure you 100%, ile siku on stage, which was, kwa hii sato, if you are hearing some girl losing her shit, jua tu ni wife. A wife like you said yako ilikuwa inamaliza there like that's one thing ilemu Freya Gajoy is how when she goes to a comedy show she likes the comedian, that comedian will know she's always one of the loudest like yeah so
hey yeah. Manzi asikose huyo sasa
your next week Thursday thing to talk about,
yeah.
So that's a plan, man. So yeah, so meche kicho to Kenny even afu kenda kwa comedy show tafadhali kama kuna kijiti kwa haga unaiacha nyumbani sio siende pale ku get offended
pale pema nyumbani
yes
kama utafute tissue kwa chemist.
Oh shit, yeah. So we're going to episode 566.
Yeah.
Kama kawaida tukisema like, subscribe, hit the notification button, tell a friend. Tukimalizia tukisema eka nene.
Eka nene.